NPR, which co-produces this show with WBUR Boston, announced today that it will soon offer what it's calling a voluntary buyout plan to reduce staff by about 10%. In a message to the staff, CEO Gary Nell said NPR's board approved a budget for fiscal year 2014 that aims to eliminate an operating deficit and lower ongoing expenses. The network also announced today that former businessman Paul Haga, the vice chair of the board, will serve as acting president and CEO of NPR, replacing Gary Nell, who announced last month he is leaving to become the CEO of the National Geographic Society. And now to Twitter. Nothing lights up Twitter like news about Twitter. Within moments of tweeting yesterday that it would go public, people responded. At Cool Jeffrey tweeted, "I'll buy no more than 140 shares. At Dennis Glasgow, "Will hashtag Twitter IPO trend forever?" And at PKC1963 had this warning, "Dear Twitter, examine closely the Facebook IPO and do the exact opposite." Marty Schenker of Bloomberg News joins us to discuss the Twitter IPO. And Marty, first of all, what about the way Twitter announced this? Pretty unusual.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual. But when you think about it, Facebook announced its IPO on Facebook. So it's sort of logical that Twitter would announce it with a tweet. And that's what they did.
Well, Twitter is taking advantage of the new federal law that involves companies with revenues of less than $1 billion. Tell us about that law and how that's being used here.
Well, that's commonly called the Jobs Act, which stands for Jumpstart Our Business Act. So it's really not about jobs, although it's an attempt to create jobs. And under that act, you can basically keep all your financials confidential up until 21 days before you actually come to market.
And how does that help Twitter?
Well, it helps Twitter because they don't have to go through weeks of explaining their numbers. So that was what caused Facebook so many problems. When they filed their IPO, they gave financial information that people mulled over for weeks and questioned, and Twitter can avoid that.
So as you mentioned, Facebook is the thing that's in the back of everybody's mind here when they hear about another big social media company going public. You think Twitter is not going to have the same debacle as Facebook?
Well, if they take the lessons of Facebook, they can certainly avoid them. And one of the things they need to do is make sure that they have a very good story to tell when the time comes of doing their what's called a roadshow, when they go out to the investing public and try to explain how they're going to make money.
How might this change Twitter? Because, of course, one of the big concerns about companies going public is that they then have to answer to Wall Street investors, and they might make decisions that have more to do with Wall Street than their customers.
Well, it's an interesting question because that was the fear that Facebook faced. And Mark Zuckerberg just the other day at a conference said, you know, he thinks doing the IPO is actually good. It imposed discipline on the company and it was actually something beneficial to him.
And Marty, Hilton Worldwide Holdings also announcing it plans to go public. Is this the IPO season or what's going on right now?
Well, you know, it certainly does seem that way. That's a company that was taken private before the market fell apart in 2007, and now they're going to make billions of dollars on that. Some people are concerned that taking IPOs public at this time is a sign of a market top, but it's certainly a good time.
Marty Schenker of Bloomberg News, thanks as always.
You're welcome.
And coming up next, we will check in on those flash floods in Colorado. Stay with us here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.